This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Who do you think's a Yankee that at some point said, man, I'm thinking about it, man, F this. Like there's had to have been some guys over the years, and you may know, there had to have been some guys over the years who just said, man, I'm gonna push this. I'm gonna grow a goatee and I don't give a damn. I just cannot believe over 49 years that nobody has tried to just say, man, F you, George. I'm surprised Billy didn't try to.
Yeah, I guess he just wasn't...
Billy Martin, the manager right. Who always got into it with George Steinbrenner.
I guess he was just a mustache guy.
He was just a mustache guy.
I guess so. David Wells was one. I mean, he did have a goatee for a period of time. I feel like he did push back.
Did he have a goatee with the Yankees?
I know he had a goatee in general, but that's what I was going to say. I feel like he did have one with the Yankees. I feel like he was the exception.
It's crazy. I know you said it before. I know it's the Yankees, but I am, somebody just texted in David Wells. I am just blown away, Tyler, by how many people have just gone along with it.
Well, the thing.
Like just have gone.
Yeah, but you, the way I think about it anyway is like at the same time, I mean, we've watched for decades now the New York Yankees be willing and acting on spending whatever money to get whoever they want. So, I mean, when you factor that in, like, yeah, I could probably get rid of my beard if you're going to pay me some millions someone else won't.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but then when you get in the house and you got your guaranteed
money.
I'll
be pissed off.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, how did Jason Giambi just sit there one day and be like, man,
what? Well, yeah.
Man, I'm growing my damn hair out, man.
But that
sitting
part.
Out here looking like a Poindexter.
I think if you get traded, that really sucks.
Yeah, yes.
But if you sign as a free agent, you can't really complain.
That's a great point.
Yeah, if you get traded, that's brutal. Nah,
yeah, but you sign as a free agent, you're sitting there thinking.
You can't really complain.
No, you're sitting there thinking, hell, I'm going to get this cash. But then, man, you're about three. Like, I wonder if Derek Jeter, because I believe Derek Jeter could have worn, he could have got braids. He got a. Jeter could have done whatever the hell he wanted to do.
I don't know. The guy who was like bald before 40, I don't know if he could.
Listen, I'm just saying there was a point there in 98 or so where his hair was flowing.
Get some twists.
Twists won't work long. They're long. He needs them. They got to come down. Like, I wish George would have pulled him off the field if he just said, man, I'm going full beard.
Captain would have put him in a tough spot.
Yeah.
I wish he would have.
That would have been the guy to do it.
Like he would have. Jorge Posada, I know he wanted more. Mariano Rivera, you go tell him now you ain't closing no more games.
The interesting thing, all these names you mentioned, none of them grew. Like, the real test is once they leave the Yankees, did they finally feel liberated? We're like, all right, now I'm going to grow out a beard. None of them ever had facial hair, even after they retired.
Yeah.
So I guess they were all fine with it.
Yeah, they had a bunch of Tim Duncans over there that was just going to fall in line and just go with it.
Yeah.
How the hell they control Ricky Henderson? Ricky went over there, rest in peace. Ricky just went over and did. But Ricky, I think Ricky was a mustache guy. I think Ricky just didn't mind.
Yeah, did he ever have anything else throughout his career? He was always, that was always his look. Didn't have the long hair.
No, I got somebody in there. I wish they had somebody in there to push back. Well, I wish they'd have had a David Ortiz or somebody. Somebody that would have pushed back.
He didn't push back, but I always felt bad for my guy Darnell McDonald. Got picked up by the Yankees. It was a huge thing about, is he going to cut his braids? It was midseason. He got released. Yankees signed him. Anyways, he did cut him off, and the Yankees cut him after like a week.
So he cut his braids? Oh, yeah, hell no.
For a week of MLB service.
I would have told him to go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have. Because, like, honest to God, I mean, that is a, like, to listen to how they would get around that, that is a lawsuit waiting to happen. How come I can't wear my hair the way I want to wear it? How come I wear my braids? What's your answer going to be?
Those are the rules.
Okay. I would have won that suit. Now, I'd have never played for the Yankees, but I would have, I'd have fell down for people coming behind me. All right. So the Texans put out a post today on Twitter saying, hey, we're coaching staff is set. And listen, straight up, they have only added two new voices in the room. Obviously, and both of them went to John Carroll, by the way. They've only added two new voices, and they promoted. Did Cole Popovich go to John Carroll? I know he was with the Patriots for years, but the only new voices they've added is Nick Cayley. He didn't go. He went to Cal. He went to Cal. Okay, he just was at New England with them. Honorary.
I'm honestly kind of relieved to see that.
Are you? Yeah, that makes a difference. But they're only adding two new voices to the room. Nick Cayley and then a new offensive assistant they hired. Those are only two new voices they're adding to the coaching staff of the offense. If I told you at the end of the year when they fired Bobby Slowick and that there would only really be one new voice in the room and that's the OC, I'm not going to say that Jerry doesn't matter. But the only real new voice in the room was the OC. You'd have been all right with it?
No. Wouldn't have been all right with it? Not all right with it now. I would have done the opposite. The only person I would have wanted to keep is Gerard Johnson, clean house, everyone else. And let the new offensive coordinator bring in his guys, whoever he wants. It's almost like micromanaging. You know, like you brought me in to do my job. Or to run this offense, allow me to now run this offense instead of having to work with the holdovers that were here from the previous coach and the previous staff. And having to now gel this together, this first-time play call, they're working with these guys that were already there and, you know, having to try to get all on the same page and make it work in what is such a crucial time for this offense and you know, the upcoming season for this team.
They're all fixable.
You brought up the point that is really hard for me to get around. And that is, I just don't know, like you're an offensive coordinator. You're an offensive coach. And we can see, hey, the dream I would believe for Nick Cayley is to eventually be a head coach. And a lot of that comes with, yo, how does your run go as an OC? We just watched Bobby Slowick. There's a lot of OCs who have not put together the two seasons that Bobby Slowick has put together here that are still OCs for teams that have not been fired.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
The chance of Bobby Slowick becoming a head coach took a significant hit. We'll see if he becomes an OC again. But that means, man, you get into that job, you got to get it right. And you to feel like it, to move on to be the head coach, you got to get this thing right. And to think I'm going to come in to a group that struggled to reach its expectations and really had some awful areas, including the position that's my expertise. And I'm going to walk in. And all I'm going to bring is Jerry with me to be an offensive assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Running back coach going to stay. Everybody going to stay the same. I'm just there. I'm not saying it's not going to work. I'm not saying that Nick doesn't have that. Just that to me is a thing that just kind of raises my eyebrows a bit of, yo, you want to be a head coach. You got to make this stop work. They just fired a dude that you can look at and say, but that was more successful than it wasn't in a 2-year span. And he may never get a chance to be an OC again, let alone a head coach. You going to come in here and basically David Culley this thing. And I'm not saying he's David Culley, but I'm saying it's David Culley came in with a coaching staff.
Football playing Jesse.
That he didn't bring anybody in from.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just that part of it is odd.
Yeah, it's tough to make that work. And I said this earlier, but that was as Belichick's career went on, that's what he really struggled with. I think that's part of what led to the downfall was he never expanded beyond his close circle of assistant coaches. That's why Matt Patricia's calling the offense 1 year, which was a joke. And when I look at the Texans, you know, McDaniels comes in with Caserio, who had worked with his brother. And now, for just to use him as an example, he has survived 3 head coaches and 4 offensive coordinators. And I think you could question, like, have we seen enough development from wide receivers in recent years? So I just, half the staff are Patriots guys and John Carroll guys. There's just that fear of, you know, getting outside of that circle and making some of those tough moves.
All right.